is so chopping now. Hey, the cattle know cotton's high. You're so high. I said she's looking pretty fine to me right now. Don't you know she is? Oh, 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 oh. Hush, baby, 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 baby. No, 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 don't you cry. Oh, honey, you better not do it, 'cause they're gonna kick you in the face no matter what you do, and I'll take it from me.
Janice, how fitting. From right off the stage at Woodstock, summertime. And it's really fitting because it is the end of summer and we're coming into fall. Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams with you. And of course, it was also the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this year, which was in upstate New York. And for those who don't live in New York, over here in Buffalo, we're in western New York. Upstate is upstate. That's over by the Finger Lakes. And that's just such an incredible interpretation of that song. Of course, originally it was a Broadway song, from the musical Porgy and Bess, and then Janice put her own interpretation on it. It was incredible. Desolation Angel Radio is on the air this week, and we are getting into our fall rhythm and getting into a real rhythm here in Western New York, just as Desolation Angel Radio did over in Detroit, just as it did in New Orleans. We will be at the Witty Tar Box CD release show at the Town Ballroom on Friday night. I talked about them last week. I thought they were the breakout band of Nightlights. I was truly impressed by their set on Saturday night. We have a lengthy interview with them this week and some cuts from the CD that they will be releasing. And really, the interview was a lot of fun to do with them. We've got a lot of great music this week, a lot of old stuff, a lot of new stuff, a lot of things that, well, for anybody who's a regular listener, I just do what I do. And because I've somehow been in this odd 70s, 80s pop mood, we'll mix some of that in there. And the reason I say that is, of course, I won't listen to the radio in my truck. I only listen to CDs and what comes over my phone. And I've had a whole thing both for, I think it started last week when I played that version of The Chain by the Highwaymen. I've had a whole thing for the Rumors album, and I've had a whole thing for the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, which I think was just one of the most incredible things that anybody had done in a really long time. So I think we'll start with that and just, hey, let's enjoy Desolation Angel Radio. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. For another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't mean a cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. With me, I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
you stay by my side, but then I broke your heart. I went too far. I'm still out here living wrong. The drugs were too strong, and then I broke your heart, my friend.
Losing all control.
whispered, I love you so.
Consider it heaven. Consider it heaven. consider it heaven. Consider it heaven.
Mr. Most Wanted, Witty Tarbox off the Origins of Schmitty. That is the band I was talking about. That's the band that we're going to interview. I'm going to play the interview here in just a second. They impressed me. Their musical ability, their musicianship, their songwriting, their ability to play a number of different styles. They are not stuck in any one genre. They can go all over the map. We're going to, after the interview in the second half of the show, play a couple more cuts off that CD, The Origins of Schmitty. Before that, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real off of Turn Off the News and Build a Garden with Consider It Heaven. From way back in the day, the Raspberries from over in Cleveland go all the way. Like I said, I was hooked on that Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack on Spotify this week. Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul, Angel Eyes, love that song. Before that, we have Rafael Sadiq, and that's that new one of his, Jimmy Lee, with So Ready, and I really like that, and History Repeats, off of Jamie, Brittany Howard, of course, of Alabama Shakes, and Jamie is going to be released here in October, and we've already played a couple of cuts off of it. I like that song. It's a real experimental jazz song, and it's a lot of fun. And of course, we opened with Janis and Summertime. I had said we're talking mainly about in the next segment here. It's an interview with the members of Woody Tarbox, set it up with Jess, their manager, and their touring manager, and Tim is their manager. Talked with Alex and Cody, and I'm going to play that here in a second. We did a telephone interview the other day. There's a CD release coming up this Friday at the Town Ballroom in Buffalo. If you're listening to this show and you're in Western New York, in Buffalo, in Rochester, remember, share this link. Share it with your friends. It's available on social media. The show is always available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. The list goes on of where it's available. And especially if you're Heron folk and Nightlights folk, spread this link and let's get the word spread about that. I'll play the interview now that we did with Alex and Cody earlier this week. And we're on the air right now, as I promised with last week's show, an interview with the members of Woody Tarbox. They have an upcoming show for their CD release at the Town Ballroom in Buffalo. They're on speaker, they're on phone, so that's the way that's going to work. And they caught my attention at Nightlights at the festival out at Green Heron Farms this year. They were a breakout band to me. I work back at the drum circle and the fire circle, Tend and Fire, and they, so I caught them twice. I was trying to sleep really bad. Ryan and I were both trying to sleep, I think during your day set, and then we just got up and went, we're going to listen from back here because we wanted to. And then the Saturday night show absolutely floored me when you hit the last two numbers of your set, which just went over the top. And then the improv. And I talked to Griffin afterwards, because Griffin's a friend of mine, and he was just grinning, going, I knew they could do it. I knew they could hit that level at some point, and they just did. Just so you know that. Griffin said that, too. So, you know, it blew us away. So introduce yourselves to the listening audience.
Hi, I'm Cody Tarbox. I play bass guitar in Woody Tarbox.
Hi, I'm Alex Flory from Woody Tarbox. I play guitar and vocals.
Well, I am really happy to be speaking with you. I'm really happy to be on the phone with you, and introducing you to the audience of Desolation Angel Radio, which, bragging on myself, is all over the United States and actually has listeners in Britain, Spain, Italy, India. Yeah, that's the nice part about podcasting, is you actually get to look at your demographics. So, folks, welcome to Alex and Cody, the members of Woody Tarbox, two of the members. So guys,
it's a real great opportunity to be able to sit down and talk to you. Yeah. And I'm really excited for everything coming up.
Yeah. So tell me, you guys are local to Buffalo. Have you always been?
Yes.
Yeah. Me and Alex grew up pretty much 15 minutes away from each other, but didn't know it until we actually met about like 4 or 5 years ago. And all of us are from the Buffalo area, except for Brian Williams, our other singer and guitar player. He actually grew up in the Long Island area, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And he went to Fredonia for school, and that's where he met Alex, and everything snowballed from there.
Okay. I mean, Buffalo is just exploding for music right now. I've lived a lot of places in the U.S., and I've seen a scene explode before, and Buffalo seems to be exploding, and I think you're part of that. So,
yeah, it's crazy. Like, we kind of hit the right time, right place kind of formula, and we're just kind of riding that wave up.
Yep, and that's exactly how it happens, and it's difficult in this day and age. With digital streaming platforms, with everything else, to break out like that. So that tells me, and I hope it tells you, that you've got something going.
That's exciting to hear, you know.
Yeah. So like I said, those two last scheduled numbers of the set, and the improv. What is your creative process? Tell the folks listening how that works for you guys, what your influences are, how you write, how that all flows together.
Where do we start?
Yeah. pretty much the brainchild behind all things creative as far as songwriting, so I'll let him definitely take over this one.
Yeah.
Cody, you don't give yourself any credit, buddy. I would say it starts with a bottle of tequila.
Like all good rock and roll.
And, it just goes out from there. Every song is different. Sometimes a lot of times it starts with a feeling. It's like moving pictures. It was the three of us. It was Cody, Colin, and I. We were in the rehearsal space, and we just stumbled upon it, and we were dancing and laughing. Mr. Most Wanted. That was the same thing. I don't think I was there for that. And then we just start with these little iPhone recordings, and sometimes I'll sit, when I'm in the shower or bed, I'll just have an idea to it. Or say, hey, how can I fit this in? And one night during one of our tequila nights, Cody and I, we said, hey, what if we made this whole thing a storyline? And then we started attaching meaning and fitting lyrics that we already had and songs we already had into a story. And I think that's how the last two, which was the last two songs I think you're referring to, is Norman. Yeah, it's about Norman Bates. And then Goodbye Jackie. Those were when we had the storyline, I think fitting those characters in, that was kind of interesting. It was more of a narrative sense of writing, which, I don't know. It's really fresh to me and to all of us, and bouncing off Cody with that, changing a word here and there, laughing and having fun about the whole thing it's been really exciting, and also not losing the original feeling of what we had. I think that's been a little bit challenging, but our first full-length album, I'm really excited, and we're learning a lot and growing a lot, and I'm just so grateful to have the team and people we have. I love them so much.
Yeah, and I'm also a huge firm believer in if you can put the right people in the right room, everything happens organically. Like half the time we're not sitting down and trying to write a riff or a song or anything like that. We're just like trying to make each other dance and trying to make each other laugh and stuff like that. And then these things come from it, and then it just kind of like snowballs from there, and it turns into one thing and then it turns into another thing. And half the time we'll be like writing stuff and then like look back and like we'll have like these whole nother meetings that fit in perfectly with what we're trying to do, and we didn't even realize it at the time, and we're just like, holy shit, like
and I do get that. I mean, down in New Orleans, I was a member of a spoken word performance troupe, and I'm a writer. And when it all worked, because there was 12 of us, we all of a sudden wavelength on the same subject matter. And in our case, it wasn't rock and roll. We either wanted to leave the audience crying or making out in the corner. or both. I mean, that did happen a lot too. But when we clicked, we clicked, and that was. And I understand that those are just those nights when you feel it, and it all comes together, and you go to a whole different place, inside yourself and in the physical world. And that's what I saw happen at Nightlights. That's what I saw happen. We're gonna play Mr. Most Wanted for the audience right after this interview here, and I'll slip a couple more cuts in, but no more than that, because I want them to buy the CD.
Buy the album.
That's right. Do not rip the MP3 off the broadcast, people. Buy the album. Buy the merch. I'm really excited about this show, and again, give people the details.
It's going to be September 6th at Town Ballroom. We have a lot planned out, a lot in store. We have a really awesome team that we put together, which includes like the band, and outside of that, we have Tim Merrill, our manager. We have Jessica Tarbox, my sister, and our tour manager. She's been a huge help and a great addition to the team. Brandon Kempesty is our production manager. He lights up our costumes. He builds our stage props. Our music videos, our promo videos, all that stuff is all him. our good buddy Anthony Chupes helped a lot with our nightlight set and with getting the costumes together and stuff like that. So the idea behind this release show is kind of a theatrical nightmare, and a balance between good and evil, which is kind of like what the whole album is kind of about, from my opinion. And so we're building these giant, like, larger than life stage props. We're going to have a live painter coming in, Mark Madden, who's actually at Nightlife, really, really talented visual artist. He's all over Buffalo doing all sorts of things. We're just trying to put together almost like the vibe of a festival, like taking what we like were able to capture from Nightlights and carrying that on to the rest of what we do, because it was just such a beautiful, magical feeling in place, and I'm sure anyone who was there would agree with me on that.
Well, just to add to that, you will have me there and my other fire tending partner with the long gray ponytail, Ash.
Yeah.
He's coming, and you have no idea how many people are planning on coming out Friday night that were there Saturday night at Nightlights. We're already planning a night. So I will be there with Desolation Angel Radio, and we will all be there too. So hopefully we can bring some of that vibe to it and help out.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. And also thank you for starting that huge fire by the drum circle stage right before we were about to go on. That was magical. So
yeah, that was really epic.
The time
we played next. Fire.
Yeah, I have fun with fire. We have real fun with fire. All of us do. because we actually view fire tending as performance art, and you guys provided a perfect soundtrack. So,
dude, let's clap sometime later on too. You know.
Oh yeah, well I do have a big backyard. I mean, we can blow South Buffalo right out. So.
if you want to come to any of our shows and start a fire in the middle of the fucking place, like. By all means.
That's cool. I got friends who are Buffalo firefighters. I think they'll give me a free pass. So we can. But seriously, if we want to do an outdoor event sometime, I think we could actually probably pull all that together.
That'd be really cool. We should definitely. Yeah, let's all right. Let's not talk about it anymore because I don't want.
Let's not talk about it. We're not going to jinx it. We're going to talk about the town ballroom show. On Friday the 6th, but we have some work to do, touring manager, you and I, so.
Fireworks and all.
Yep, we'll bring them all, we'll bring Desolation Angel Radio and broadcast live, damn it. That's what we'll do.
I'm here, actually, Cody, if you want to summarize it. Brief storyline of the album, since we're talking about it, and it's going to be, you know, heavily involved in the release show. I think, you know, just give a brief summary about what the album's about, what characters are in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the kind of like threw all this emotion was to have a comic book, like sort of like idea for the as a concept album and have it be a comic book. So we have these characters, Jack, Schmitty and Dr. Miaface, and Jack is like the, I guess you could call him the main character, and it's pretty much follows his journey through his life, and it's love lost, you know, so he's like really depressed about it, he's not feeling life, and he pretty much just jumps into another plane of existence, and a shaman reaches out and guides him through like all of his past memories, and where he went wrong and what he should let go of. And then he comes out of that trip, and this Dr. Mirface character is then involved, and he's sort of like the puppet master, and he represents like temptation and all that, I would say. So he's kind of like trying to tempt him to this darker side of life after the shaman kind of showed him the way. And eventually Dr. Mirface sinks his claws into him, and he turns him into this new character named Schmitty, who's just like this representation of all that is wrong in the world, I guess. and he's not allowed, he's like from hell, I guess you could say, and he's not allowed to be on this existence, and that's why he needed the Jack character to kind of morph into him, so now he's walking amongst the mortals, so to say, you know. And this album's going to be called The Origins of Schmitty, so it kind of like lays down the foundation for that and creates a background story and character development into how this Schmitty character that everyone's grown to love for some reason.
Things are connected. We'll have a long talk off air and sometime in the real world, because you're talking to somebody who not only loves comic books, but can have a very real world talk with you about that kind of journey. And 15, 20 years that I've spent running up and down the road around various ceremonies, and I'm not just a Marvel Comics freak. You're talking to somebody that loves Preacher and Constantine and Swamp Thing. So I know right where you're going with that, dude.
Yeah. Like, so good.
It's amazing. I guess the best analogy we can give is how Smeagol becomes Gollum. It's basically that story of how the ring tempts him. And Schmitty is your alter ego after a night at the Pink on Allen Street.
Right. Okay, now that makes perfect sense, and we'll talk about the bar I used to work at in New Orleans called Snake and Jake's, which is legendary. It's an all-night bar, and it's who you become after you've seen the dawn at Snake and Jake's.
So, exactly.
And the other thing is getting real deep for our listening audience, of course, that goes back to the universal Jungian archetype and dealing with your shadow self.
Exactly.
So we could really take up the audience's time, and we're not going to. We're going to play some Woody Tarbox music, and we're going to remind them to come out to the Town Ballroom next Friday night, September 6th. Show is at what time? Doors open at what?
Doors open at 8. We have a special guest all the way from Akron, Ohio, Acid Cats, opening up for us. Really, really incredible group of guys, talented musicians. Definitely check them out if you haven't heard of them.
Okay.
And then we're going to close out the night. And there's actually going to be an after party right next door to the Town Ballroom at the Expo Market featuring our good local buddies Grub. And they're going to be playing all throughout the night. So it's going to be a whole night of shenanigans and parties and weirdness.
And actually, it'd be a good way to end the summer and for me to end my summer wearing that black leather vest you saw me wear. Very few people actually tend fire wearing no shirt and just a black leather vest.
You're one of a kind, kid. They don't make them like you anymore, man. I'll tell you.
But it's going to be a fun night. I'm going to remind my audience here in Buffalo, everybody get on out there, because it's all a bunch of like-minded people, and it's all people that you've probably hung out all summer with, and a good chance to close the summer out with them and give Woody Tarbox the welcome they deserve and the launch they deserve for what I think is going to be a long and fruitful career. Guys, thank you so much for this interview. You really honor me by coming on the show. And
thank you, Jeff. You're a legend, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, you guys are right. I will see you Friday. That Friday, I will be there with bells on and a black leather vest. All right, and let's rock
and roll.
That's right, let's rock and roll till dawn. All right, because that's the only way to do it. All right,
fuck yeah.
All right, fuck yes, that is the only way to do it. All right, guys, thanks. I'm going to launch off into the music now. And that was the interview with Woody Tarbox with Alex and Cody. Again, the show is Friday night at the Town Ballroom. I'll be there. And I know part of my listening audience, so we'll all just hang out together, and this will actually be like my first night off where I can just party that anybody's seen all summer. and I had said during the interview that I was going to play Mr. Most Wanted right after the interview. I actually played it leading into the interview. What I'm going to play now is Goodbye Jackie, one of the tunes that you heard me talk about that they played on that Saturday night set. Back into the music, Desolation Angel Radio, Woody Tarbox, Goodbye Jackie.
Waking up at 8 a.m. to sit and watch the birds fly up and away to the sky still high. Doc says calm down, where it's just a consequence of constant chemicals stirring up your brain. Have another think, I think your train is on time. You ever stack magazines to keep your mind at ease? At the forefront lies everything behind you. My brain has been cut wide open. Line up, it's time for your medication. Patience here is slowly fading out.
Cherry blossoms on my window, waiting for me on the other side.
Little Max looked up in the sky, watched a little fish go by and grow bigger. He said, you'll be surfing on sunshine in old time. Strolling memory lane with a can of cane. Break for shock, dreaming back down, read to your notes. It'll be over for you know.
Cherry blossoms on my window, waiting for me on the other side.
And you say that it's over, I have already moved on. You say it's over, I say it's alright. Jackie says goodbye, and you're leading with a left foot so good I can't decide with all the he said, she said, burning my eyes and it's gone.
Shot me the Red Queen. by my bed sheets with a glass of warm milk to calm me. I wake in the white light. Thank you.
move ahead about 20 years now, from the early 50s to the early 70s. For a brief time, there was a film genre called blaxploitation. Critics didn't think much of it, but there were some important messages in those movies. And some of the great theme songs came from them. Isaac Hayes, Shaft, Curtis Mayfield, Superfly, Marvin Gaye's Trouble Man, Bobby Womack, Cross 110th Street, and this one from the legendary James Brown. Theme song, The Black Caesar, called Down and Out in New York City. Thank you.
friends have gone away. So long to them, but I have to stay. All my woes and all my low won't change my soul, 'cause I have to go.
Loud, but my brother was proud, and my brother made sure that he stood out in the crowd. Yeah, my brother wore glasses, but he saw so clear, and my brother knew God, so he had no fear. No fear of these haters, no fear of these clones. My brother wasn't concerned, and he made that known. Yeah, my brother was spoiled, but my brother was loyal. Late nights of hard work, me and my brother were tall. Yeah, my brother made me laugh, 'cause my brother was funny. But you best not ever f around with my brother's money, 'cause my brother would snap, and then that's all that she wrote. And it's a line under that, as my brother would quote. Yeah, my brother's a mother, if I'm telling the truth. But man, he kept it 100 in and out of the booth. So when I talk about my brother, I smile and I cry, because I know he's watching over me, sitting on high.
All my friends have gone away, so long to them. My soul, 'cause I have.
gathered in the masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. Feels the body's burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind. Poison it that brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah, for their sins. Satan laugh and spread his wings.
Ruthie Foster, War Pigs. I love her cover of that Sabbath tune. It's cool. Witty Tarbox, just before that, with Kokiri. Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac. Before that was Gone Away. Bun B off of Return of the Trill. That was Leon Bridges doing a lot of the vocals and Gary Clark Jr. playing guitar on that one. Before that, Down and Out in New York City, Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. Shine a Little Light. The Black Keys off the brand new one, Let's Rock. Diane from Witty Tarbox. And we opened with Goodbye Jackie from Witty Tarbox. I will be at the Town Ballroom on Friday night. I hope to see all of you there. And let's get this band launched off right with their CD release, The Origins of Schmitty. I know they've got a full stage show planned. I know it's going to be a heck of a night. My pleasure to interview them. Really nice people, you know. And that's the other thing about festivals is you all wind up spending a lot of time walking up and down trails and hanging out with one another and just generally interacting in a good social way. And that's always fun. But Town Ballroom here in Buffalo, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Woody Tarbox, the release of The Origins of Schmitty, and it'll be a night. We're going to close out with some more Little Steven and the Disciples of Soul. You know my message, and my message is always simple, that life is short. It's shorter than you think it is, and you really have to live every minute to its fullest and really enjoy every minute. And the other thing is we are all we got, okay? We spend a lot of time being on teams these days. What team am I on? Because I got to be against the other team. Well, I can either be just one, or I can be one of the approximately 108 billion souls that have occupied this planet from the time it started, and just do my part and understand we are all in this together. We are. We are all we got. All right? Life is a live together or die alone proposition. And it's about taking one another's hands and rocking and rolling our way through it and really being kind and good to one another. I will talk to you next week. I will see you Friday night at the town.
Thank you so much. We leave you with one last thought. We are entering a dark time. It's all right. It's only temporary. It's more important than ever that we stick together and that we love each other. And together, we will find out.
The sadness on
Thank you so much. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Disciples of Soul. We love you, baby. We'll be back.